Yachid Malkus Perek Gimel Mishnah Yudbeis Ketan Malkin Oso. A person who is Chayat Malkus and Bezit, how is he given this Malkus? Kofes Steyara Bala Amud Helech Behelech. His two hands would be tied to either side of a pillar. As it was a pillar coming out of the ground about two amos high, and the person, when he receives the Malkus, would be leaning over this pillar and have his two hands tied to either side of the pillar. Bechazen HaKneset Ocheiz Bibgadah. The Chazan HaKneset, the Shamish, the Shliach Bezdin, he would grab hold of the person's clothing by the neck and he would pull in Nikru Nikru, bin Nifrimu Nifrimu. When he would pull the clothing, if they would rip, that's fine. If they would come disattached by the seam, that's also fine. Achahu Megala is legal. He would rip the clothing until the person's heart is revealed, both from the front and on the back, as he has to be whipped on his skin, not on his clothing. There was a stone behind the person that is to be whipped, and the Chazan HaKneset, the Shliach Beis Din, who gives him the Malkus, would be standing on the stone while he gives him the Malkus. The person who gives him Malkus would have a whip made out of the hide of a calf in his hand. It would be doubled over once and then doubled over again, to be made into four whips, ustei ritzuos, olos, v'yardos, bo. There would be two thin straps made out of the hide of a donkey on either side of the whip. The reason why a whip made out of the hide of a shor and a chamor is used is because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, yada shor konehu, v'chamor evos balo. A shor recognizes the person that owns him and listens to the person that owns him, and a chamor, although that does not recognize the person that owns him, he recognizes the trap in which he is fed. He listens to the person that feeds him. As opposed to this person who is to receive the Malkus, he does not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives him all the good in the world, and was over on a lav in the Torah, so therefore he is not as good as a shor and a chamor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the shor and chamor should give punishment to this person. Meseches Makis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Yada Tefach, V'Rachba Tefach. The handle of the whip that is used to give the person Malkus is one tefach, one hand breadth long, and one tefach wide, V'Rosha Magaz Api Kresim. The strap should be adjusted so that the top of the strap reaches the stomach of the person that is to be whipped, U'Maka Oso Shlish Mofanov, U'Stei Yados Mela Achara. The person who receives the Malkus would be hit one-third on the front, on his chest, and two-thirds of the Malkus would be on his back, one-third on each shoulder. The Eino Maka Oso Lo Ome Velo Yoshev Ela Muta Shenemar Vehi Pilo Hashobet. He would not be hit standing nor sitting. Instead, he would be leaning. He would be leaning over the pillar that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. As the Pasuk said, the Shofet, the judge, would push him. He would push him, so he would lean over on the pillar, Bahamake Make, Beyodo Achas, Bechol Kocho. The person who gives him the Malkus would hit him with one hand with all his might.